I had to call your attention to Psalm 143. I'll be giving a brief meditation on this psalm so that as we sing it throughout the month, we can be singing it with knowledge. Psalm 143, you can find that on page 720, the Bibles in your seats. Listen to God's word. Psalm 143, a psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul, he has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have been long dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. For your righteousness's sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. Psalm meditations are following the theme, keep in step with the Spirit. That light I'll concentrate on verses 7 through 10. In these verses especially, the Spirit leads us to cry out to God, not only for deliverance and forgiveness, but he guides us to live a new life of obedience. Verse 7, David says, my spirit fails. That echoes verse 4 earlier, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. We always need to keep in mind that the strength that God gives us for new obedience is going to rise not out of our own pulling ourselves up with our bootstraps, but it rises out of the fact that God has made us new. We have a theological term for that. It's our justification. Our obedience rises up out of our justification. We all fall short of the glory of God, and David knew this so well. In verse 2, he says, no one living is righteous in God's sight. And so David rightly prays earnestly for deliverance. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails, says verse 7. He admits that if God hid his face from us, if he turned away his grace and favor, that we would be like those who go down to the pit. In other words, without God's grace, we would be like those who die with no hope and without God in the world. Ephesians 2. Instead, by the Holy Spirit, God causes you to hear his loving kindness in the morning. He causes us to trust in him. He teaches us to live for him, again, rising out of that newness of life he has given to us. It is indeed the work of the Spirit, then, that prompts us and enables us to live for Christ, to purpose a new holy living. In a poetic repetition in verses 7 through 10, David describes this newfound obedience. And it's this that I want to concentrate on in this meditation. Very quickly, four poetic ways that David calls your attention to this. Verse 8, cause me to know that way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. This is what keeping in step with the Spirit is all about, isn't it? Through faith, we are new creations. The old is gone. Behold, the new is given to us. Out of our justification comes holy living, namely, knowing God's commands and then enabled to do God's commands. In other words, walking in the way of the Lord, as David says in verse 8. Verse 9, deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies, for in you I take shelter. It's tempting to take this verse and lift it out of its context. When you do that, it makes it just a prayer for deliverance from earthly enemies. And there's plenty of reasons to pray for that. But David has something bigger in mind here. I really like the way the commentator Ash puts this. He says that the worst thing the enemies can do is not to make us suffer, but to make me leave the right way and to depart from God into sin. Do you hear that? That's worse than suffering in this life. David prays, yes, he prays for deliverance from suffering in this life, but he's concerned with the temptation to depart from the way of the Lord. Instead of walking and keeping in step with the Spirit, he's praying, O Lord, let me not depart. Deliver me from evil. Lead me not into temptation. That's the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. He's teaching us to pray, keep in step with the Spirit. And remember that the tempter tried to lead Jesus out of the way as well. When he was in the wilderness, the tempter came and even used God's word to try to turn Jesus away from his purpose. He teaches us to pray the same thing, deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. Thirdly, from verse 10, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Now, this runs parallel to verse 8. That's a poetic device when David repeats something that means this is important. I'm going to say it again in a new way so that you'll pause and meditate on it. Think deeply about this prayer. Cause me to know your way. Teach me to do your will. This comes from the fact that God has saved us by grace through faith. That's not the end of what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2. We have indeed been saved by grace through faith alone. But he goes on to say, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So out of this newness of life, we long for what the Lord has saved us for this newness of life. Teach me to do your will. Fourthly and finally, then, here's the work of the Spirit spelled out. Let your good Spirit lead me on in a land of uprightness. Let your good Spirit lead me on. How is it that we keep in step with the Spirit? How is it that we are taught his will? How is it that we do the will of God? Well, it's through the Lord's good Spirit. He's at work in us, not only to bring us new life in our regeneration, but also to bring newness of life in our sanctification. So out of gratitude for your salvation, the psalm teaches you to pray to keep in step with the Spirit. To, in fact, ask God to give the Spirit so that we may do so. As we sing this, we'll be asking God to teach us his way, to enable us to do his will, to deliver us from the evil one who would divert us from walking in the Spirit, and to do this all by God's good Spirit. Glad that we can meditate on this not only by hearing it explained, but by singing it, not just today, but throughout the rest of this month. We'll sing the first part of the psalm to begin with, Psalm 143a, and then the second part will be our psalm of the month that we'll sing later. So let's turn to Psalm 143a, and I invite you to please stand to sing.